Do be turning in your Bibles to Luke chapter 2 and verses 8 to 12. We're going to spend a few minutes thinking about these verses in a moment, but let me read them to you. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Well, we're going to think about that first gift, that first Christmas in just a few moments, but it'd be good first. Well, on this day, we like to celebrate the birth of Christ by giving presents to one another. It'd be good to know what the children got this Christmas. Who would like to know what the children got this Christmas? Yeah, of course we would. Come on, then. Who would like to come and show us any presents? Come on down if you want. Yay! Yeah, come on, Oakley, what you got? You want these? Hand them out to everyone to see. Oh, yeah, look at that. Back again, looking pretty good. Oh, what we got here? Oh, is that a lightsaber? Does it work? Will it hurt me? No. Watch out! It's real. Oh, look at that! Oh, and very funky reindeer onesies. Yeah, must be Christmas. What you got, Bond? Pad and a pencil. There we go. Look at that, eh? Spoil you. What? Have you got Oscar? Oh, Lego. Is that Lego? Oh, I see there's a Star Wars theme going on here. Oh, my goodness. They're everywhere now. It's brilliant. Come on down. We've got. Is this Frozen? Yeah. Are these the Frozen princesses? Yay! Frozen princesses. Should we? Oh, okay. Well, we've seen the back. We're looking at the Frozen princesses. They're just as cool. Should we sing the song?
No.
No, okay. Let's not. Okay, well, oh, what's this? Shh, okay, what's... Oh, is it? Is it a Harry Potter...
A pinny pad.
Wow, look at that. That's pretty cool. Wow.
It can make a sound.
Ooh, I can hear it. I'm getting scared. What have we got down here? We've got teddy bears. Is that Peppa the Pig? Peppa the Pig? Or Peppa Pig, even? No, that's not. That's a teddy bear. Oh, very pretty. And push... It's... Oh, our Peppa Pig playing cards. Oh, and a pretty fancy dress, a princess dress. Yeah.
My little brothers.
It's your little brothers. Really? Is it really your little brothers? It's okay. You're amongst friends. You can say it's yours. It's all right. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Of course it is. I know. It's your little brothers. It's all right. It's good. Oh, he's him. He's there. Oh, good on you. Thanks for bringing it down. What do we got here? Oh, okay.
Anyone?
Oh, it's your cousins. Oh, right. Do you want to sit back down? You can sit down the front here. Anyone spotted my present? Thank you very much. Actually, I don't think it is my present. Can anyone spot anyone down here whose present it might be? Dan? Hold it. Hold it. Okay, Oakley, oh, let's not wake him up yet. Do you want to just come sit over here? Don't want to wake up poor Dan over here yet. Should we see who the present could be to? Shh, I know, how does he sleep in the church? I know, it's terrible, isn't it? What does it say? So it's a present from God. Good news, great joy for all people with love at Christmas from God. Do you guys want to sit down here? Do you think this is for Dan?
No,
I think he could be. Should we try and wake him up? He looks a little bit sick. What we need, don't touch him. Okay, we're not going to jump on him. That's his brother's job. What we're going to do is you're going to shout very loudly, "Wake up." Not like that, Oakley. It's Christmas. We're going to shout very loudly, "Wake up, sleepy bones." Okay, we'll see if we get Wake Dan up. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay. That wasn't what we said. Let's try it again. Just wake up. We're not just making a noise. Wake up, sleepy bones, okay? One, two, three. Come on, wake up. Hey, Dan, what? Oh, nice pajamas, Dan. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, well, let's put the we'll put the lightsabers down. Do you want to sit down on the floor? We're just going to, poor old Dan, he's just woken up, bless him. Dan, did you, have you seen, you got this present from God? Are you going to open it?
Nah, I'm not really that bothered. Like, I don't really want a present from God. It's not really that exciting. It's probably something I've already got, like pyjamas or socks.
Oh, no. But Dan, it says, look, it says it's news. It's something you haven't had before, and it's good news. So it's something you really want to get. It's going to be better than pajamas or socks. And it looks much bigger than pajamas and socks, Dan.
Bigger than this.
Bigger than that, yeah.
If you don't look at it, no,
I'm not really that bothered. Like, no, I'm all right. I'm going to get back to sleep.
You're going to get back to bed?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, he's going back to bed. He doesn't seem very excited, does he, about this very big present of news, good news, from God. So, we've got a big present. It seems like it's going to be good news. And Dan didn't want it. Should we see if he's changed his mind? Should we see if we can wake him up again?
Yeah.
What do we shout?
Wake up, sleepy bones.
Okay, you ready? One, two, three. Come on, wake up, Dan. You got a present from God. Why didn't you open it up?
Nah.
You don't?
No. Well, I really can't be bothered to open something. It's probably something really boring.
Like,
it's probably something not very exciting, like handkerchiefs with my initials on, or Mark's jumper.
What about like, it?
That's not in the script, Dan.
So, it's probably not very exciting. It's probably really boring. I'm not going to open it. No.
But Dan, it's not. Look, it says, great joy. This is good news, and it's great joy. It's exciting. It's a present from God. Come on.
Nah.
I'm going back to bed.
Back to bed. Still not excited, is he, about his present from God? He certainly seemed a little bit rude. But it is a present of great joy. So we've got a present here from God. It's good news. It's great joy. And Dan here would rather sleep than open it. Sleeping on Christmas Day. That is just not right, is it? Should we try and wake him up again?
Yeah.
What do we need to say?
Wake up, sleepy.
Okay, let's go much louder than that. You ready? One, two, three.
Wake up, sleepy.
Come on. Your mum just said that's more like it. That's clearly how you wake up most mornings. Now, Dan, come on, seriously. You've got this massive present. This is just ridiculous. You've got to open it, you idiot.
Nah, look, I can't be bothered. To be honest, it's probably not for me anyway. It's probably not for me.
Well, it is. Look, it says on the tag, all people. And believe it or not, you are a person. So you are categorised in this, all people.
I was asking, stop being a spoiler.
Well, you got to have...
Look, everybody.
What are you going to lose, Dan? Come on.
Look, it's Christmas. All I want to do is go to sleep and maybe eat some food later. I really can't be bothered with God. Like, I can't be bothered with opening this present.
Ooh.
You know what? I'm just going to go somewhere else and go to sleep.
Yeah. Just says Dan, go back to bed. Well, suddenly we turned into Panto. It looks like we've got we've we've got a bit of a lost cause, but I mean, it is for all people, and we are all people. Shall we open it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can't, see if you can't open it, yeah, yeah. Oh! Okay, guys, okay, all right, okay, that's all right, okay. Okay, that's it, Oakley, that's all right, thanks. Oakley, okay, thank you. All right, guys, great job, that's enough. Okay, guys, good job, that's enough. Whoa, man. See what your houses are like on Christmas Day, yeah? Man alive, it's like... Wait, hold it, wait there, Chug, wait there. Chuggy, what are you?
I'm a fireman.
A fireman! A what?
A rescuer.
A rescuer, wow! What would we use this man for?
Fire!
Putting out fires, for rescuing us, for saving us. Do you want to get out, Chuggy? There you go, go and sit down. Oh, let's give Chug a big clap. Okay, let me explain. We have a rescuer in a box. Where's my tag from God? Oh, I got pilfered in the midst of it. Oh, dear.
Where?
Oh, there it is. It's all right. I've got it. Do you remember what it said? It's good news of great joy for all people. It's what the angels said to the shepherd. And you know what? This present really is good news and great joy and for all people. Because let's think about it. It's good to be reminded on Christmas Day particularly that actually each one of us is in danger. And each one of us needs a rescuer because we don't do things God's way. He thinks we need to be rescued. He knows we need to be rescued because when we don't do things his way, he's angry. But because he loves us so much, he doesn't want to punish us. So he sends Jesus to be our rescuer, which is why it's such good news. That's why in our reading, God sent angels to shepherds in a field because he had such good news that he wanted to share it. Something so special was happening that angels were sent to declare it. Do you remember what they said? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Because there's nothing more important than discovering that God sent Jesus to rescue us, to save us, to make us friends with him and to be in a relationship with him. There's no better news that we could ever receive. There's no gift we could get this Christmas that will be better news than this. So there's no news, however good it might be, that is better than that good news declared by angels. And then secondly, this news brings great joy. See, what did the angels say? I bring you good news of great joy. I mean, to these shepherds in the field, it brought them such great joy that they left all they had, all they owned, their most treasured possession, the one thing that brought them money and enabled them to eat, sheep. They left them unguarded in a field to rush to Bethlehem to see this baby that brings great joy. And having seen this baby, they then, we read, returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. Why don't we just leave the paper alone for a bit, boys? We're just going to concentrate. Which was just as they had been told. Here was the baby that was the Saviour, the one who could rescue them, who could bring them into relationship with God once again. And there's nothing that can make us happier this Christmas than discovering that God sent Jesus to rescue us. There's no gift we get this Christmas that will bring us greater joy than knowing this. So even if you get hankies or socks or a very cool cardigan, know this. If you know Jesus, then you have the greatest gift that will bring you the greatest joy, not just for today or for a week or for a few months, but for all eternity. In fact, he's worth giving everything else up for. Such is the joy of knowing him. So it's good news of great joy, and it's for all people. And you know what's striking about this passage? It's who the angels speak to first. It's not the rich. It's not the influential. It's not the upper or middle classes. It's not the wise. It's not the academics or the learned. But the humble shepherd in the field. The outcasts. And these shepherds were rough. And they were tough. And they were hardened men. A bit like myself. And they needed to be. They lived out in the fields fighting off bandits and wild, ferocious animals. But because of their job, they were also seen to be on the fringes of society. They were unclean and unacceptable. They were outcasts. And I take it that God does this for a reason, that he purposefully announces the greatest news of all time to such people to make the simple point that this news really is for all people. It's not just for the elite. It's not just for those who are in or those who are called. It's great news of great joy for all people. This Saviour, Christ the Lord, is a Saviour for all. From the outcast to the upper class, all are in need of a Saviour. All of us need saving from God's judgment. And because of hearts that have not loved him. And all of us need a Saviour who will die for us and save us from the punishment that we deserved. All of us need saving. Whether we're a grandma or a grandpa, a mummy or a daddy, a son or a daughter, everyone needs Jesus to rescue them. Which is why it's such good news of great joy for all people. What better news could there be? What better news to remember this Christmas? Let's make sure we're not like Grumpy Dan and never get round to opening the gift that God has given us. Let's say thank you to God for his gift of Jesus.